Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Derry Matthews been pretty much annoyed by some of the verbal, some of the stuff that's been spouted out by O'Hara Davis in recent days, recent weeks even. They've been having a verbal battle on social media. This is what O'Hara Davis had to say last night at the press conference in Liverpool about his opponents.
I've got a destiny, and I feel like in my destiny, I'm supposed to win. I don't believe that I'm meant to lose. I feel like when I look at how my life's gone, I feel like I was made to win. I'm supposed to win. That's how I feel. I don't feel like it's possible me even getting beat. You know, sometimes I sit there and I think about how about if I actually lost a fight, but I can't fathom it properly. I can't imagine me getting beat. I can't imagine me looking at a boxer and having a 1-0 on my record. I can't imagine it. I'm just supposed to win. They can put me in there with King Kong. I'm supposed to win. As long as it's in a squared circle, I will find a way to get the job done.
Have a word on the antics here today as well from the crowd. Have you enjoyed it, or has it been slightly irritating?
It's been very irritating. Like I said, Liverpool's got the best females, the worst boxing fans.
Well, that's O'Hara Davis. He talks the talk. He's facing our own Derry Matthews this weekend. Derry was listening to that. Morning, Derry.
Morning, Steve.
How was yesterday's press conference then?
I enjoyed it. Always good to have a great following. And they turned around in the thousands yesterday, and you know that a lot of people got knocked back from there. So, you know, it goes to show that what a great fighting city we are. O'Hara Davies said we've got the worst fans, but I think more people come to that press conference than people who buy tickets to go and watch him fight.
Yeah. It was a bizarre statement, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's deluded. I've seen some fights over the years. I've been in the game a long time, but I've never met a deluded man like him in my life.
So presumably it's all talk.
Yeah, I don't get him. I don't get what he is. I don't even think he knows what he is. I don't think he knows what he was saying yesterday. A lot of it was rehearsed. I don't care what anyone says. A lot of that what he was doing yesterday was rehearsed. And you know, I've seen an interview last night with Eddie Aime where he said you have to sit down and have a good word with him. Because he come here and he was slating people. And in Liverpool, it doesn't go. And on Saturday, I'm going to punish him.
Some people in modern day sports seem a bit too like they've crossed over the line to showbiz and entertainment. Is he almost in that category a little bit? Does he fancy himself as...
He does, but, you know, the likes of Conor McGregor, Mayweather, they're like one-offs. They back it up. But he doesn't, and he's trying to even be like a Prince Nazim. Nazim is special. He's trying to get that razzmatazz, and it's not working the way he's going about it. And he's boxed absolutely no one, and on Saturday night, he's in for a shock of a life. He thinks I'm a pushover. He thinks he just has to turn up, and that's what I'm buzzing with. And I'm just going to really, really give him a boxing lesson.
To be fair, the two of you have been at it on social media for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, well, it started on social media, and that's how the fight happened. He was slating me bad, really, really bad, and then he thought that I wasn't going to bite or I wouldn't, like, you know, pay much attention to it. And the first thing I did was I texted Tony Bellew and said, can you make this fight happen? I want to move up a weight and I'll fight him and punish him. And two days later, my manager rang and the fight was done. So, you know, that's what thought I am. People abuse me and on social media. I confronted him and I made the fight. He didn't want the fight. He just wanted to get his name out there. He called Robbie Davies as well, another Liverpool fighter. And, you know, Robbie's a class kid. I mean, a class fighter. I beat him every day of the week. And he was slating both of us. And I'm the lucky one who's getting to punch his head in.
Now, at stake is the WBC super lightweight silver title. Would that be nice?
Yeah, it'd be lovely. It's a great belt. It's the one Tony held before he won the full world title. So, you know, there's been good fighters from Liverpool. Swifty's had it. Callum Smith's had it. He's now mandatory challenger. And, you know, so you're knocking on the door then for a world title. You're the fringe world champion. And, you know, it's sort of what's missing off my mantelpiece is becoming a world champion. And I'd say this is the last throw of the dice. And on Saturday, I've just got to go and put everything in. I can't. Put everything on the line and get to win.
Normally you're a really busy fighter, but you've not fought since that Luke Campbell fight in October. So you've had a fair bit of thinking time as well, haven't you, Derry?
Yeah, I've had a good rest. I've had a good break. I've enjoyed it. I've let my body repair, because everyone knows I'll go too well in training camp. And the extra 5 pounds moving up the weight now, super lightweight, it's brilliant for me. I feel a different man. I look a different man. I've had a lot of comments written to me on social media saying I look twice the size I usually am. I don't look as drawn, and I'm happy. And a happy fighter is a good fighter. And I know a lot of Davies is going to kill himself to make 10 stone.
How have you done that, made that move up? Has that been a relatively easy thing to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, £5, people think, oh, £5 is nothing. But in boxing and dieting-wise, any fighter will tell you, that's £5 in camp is a killer. It's always a killer. And I've just listened to my coach. I've got a good coach, Danny Vaughan. He's been doing a bit of powerlifting, a bit of weightlifting with me. And then Applied Nutrition and Body Fuel, who's supplying me supplements, who's put me in, you know, I'm in great shape. I feel $1 million and on Saturday it's going to pay.
It's interesting how the two Scousers are going up in weight at the weekend, isn't it? And actually, Normally in boxing, it's all about losing weight to reach a margin.
That's it, two Scousers. That proves how much of a fighters we are and how much we love a battle. We're going in there, you know, we didn't have to take these fights. We're taking them. We're going to their city as well. And believe me, we're both winning on Saturday. We're both in tough fights, hard fights, but we're both going to win.
I think you prefer it that way as well, don't you, Terry? Did it have to be the right opponent for you? You got to a stage where, you know, you were considering what to do. Did it have to be the absolute right fight for you to get back in the ring?
I'm a fighting man, and could you get up every morning for four round fights, and that's not me. I'm a 12 round fighter, and this belt is a massive, massive opportunity to get right back in the mix. You don't know what's around the corner. I beat him on Saturday. Andy Collar gets beat by Linares. Me and Collar might move up a weight and fight me. Or Ricky Burns. Mm. I can fight Ricky Burns, who's going to become undisputed world champion. So there's loads at stake. You know, I know what's at stake. I'm going to win this fight on Saturday, and I've got to win it in style.
And you were at the press conference on the top table yesterday watching Bellew and Hay. Hay seems to have lost his head. Somewhat. Is that fair enough to say?
Listen, I think Tony got into his head, and I think the crowd played a massive part as well. There's the abuse they were giving him, but I think Tony's got to him. I think that Tony found out that he's been going to Germany for some surgery on his shoulder, and he's been getting checkups for him, and I don't think David was happy with that. So it's interesting, and it's the first time I've ever seen David Day bite at someone, and Tony just sat there calmly using his mouth, and it paid off.
Are they closer than maybe some of the odds would suggest?
What's that, sorry?
Are they closer than maybe some of the odds would suggest? Yeah, most of the bookies are placing Hay as an outright favourite for this.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to lose some money, because I think Tony's going to do him in round six, Trevor Clark day one, and when the fight's made. David hasn't been it for 6 years. Tony is a massive, massive puncher. You've seen that in the amateurs at heavyweight, and you want to see it on Saturday.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.